time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
All right, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. What's going on? Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Great to be on the show. I'm thankful to have the show still, right, going since August 2013 for me, and it goes back like 10, 12 years before that. Long-running show, 25-plus years, and I'm thankful for my crew, Danny Martin, Rick Moore, MSO News Sports, Paul Kelly. I'm thankful for Moynihan Lumber, Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week sponsorship, and the other show. But I'm thankful for the Merrimack Valley, who's kind of invited me into their family the last 3 years or so, right? We started, I believe, January 2022. So we're coming up on 4 years of Valley Talk. So that's a lot of fun. And speaking of Valley Talk, we got a couple of Super Bowl bound teams from the Valley, Tewksbury and Shawshina of Billerica. They will be heading into Gillette. I'm not sure the time and date on that yet, but we'll see. I hope hopefully it's that Saturday all day one, right? December 6th, I hope. Not the staggered one team plays Wednesday night, another team plays Thursday, Friday. So I would love it if it's all day Saturday on December 6th. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully that happens. We'll announce it as soon as we get it. And we're going to go with Mukala Kabangu after the break. Our friend who gives us the breakdowns of all the Super Bowls. He went to a few semifinals. He knows what the Valley is all about. So we're going to get his thoughts on Tewksbury and Shawshina particularly, and then just around the state, because he knows a lot about football, writes for the New England Football Journal and documents a lot of stuff on his own social medias. So let's go to Mukala after the break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Sports Desk back at it with friendly face and familiar guest, Mukala Kabangu, New England Football Journal, and his own beat around the North Shore, Merrimack Valley, everywhere. Everywhere this guy is. What's going on, Mook?
How you doing, man?
Good.
Everything's good. Everything's good.
This is the weekend before Thanksgiving that you were out and about covering MIAA football. Let's just start there. Where did you go? What did you see?
Friday, I was in Medford for Winchester versus Catholic Memorial. It's a tough break for Winchester. A tough draw, I should say, for Winchester. A really tough draw. They had a really good season, but yeah, that was just a tough one for them. And then yesterday, I was in Milford for the doubleheader. Springfield Central, Xavarian, and then North Attleboro, Milton.
Yeah.
Good games. Springfield Central, we was in control, 14-0. And then,
damn,
I don't know. I mean, I had a lot of questions about what they were, just the strategy they had after they, that 14-0 lead, and then some very, very bad throws by the quarterback. Unnecessary throws too. They had one, they were in Xavierian territory. It's a tie game, I believe, at that point. And then throws an interception, and all he had to do was throw it away, live to fight another day. And then the second interception that really sealed it, he threw it into double coverage, and Christian McIntyre picked it off, and that pretty much was about it.
Wow. So they were up 14-0, so like basically outscored, what, 36-8 from that point on?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, their third touchdown came off a blocked punt, which gave them the lead briefly at 22-21.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was tough. It was tough.
Yeah.
It was tough.
Yeah, yeah.
It was tough to watch. It was, and you kind of could see, like, self-destruction. They started getting penalties and, you know, just a lot of undisciplined things that, you know, that catapulted and led to them losing that game. But Xavierian looking to go for third straight. Two meetings with St. John's Prep. So, you know, this is the second time this has happened in 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible. So this is the second time they'll be playing the Thanksgiving game and the Super Bowl against each other.
Yeah, yeah, man. It's, I mean, quite the matchup, though. St. John's Prep right now, they, man, the way they just dominated Central Catholic, I didn't think they were going to. I had them winning. I just didn't think they were going to dominate them the way they did.
Yeah, that was.
I was talking to people that were at that game. It was just like, it was just head and shoulders. It looked like Central Catholic didn't come off the bus ready to play. That's what the people were telling me that were there.
Wow.
But St. John's Prep, man, no Chris Vargas, and the guys are stepping up. John, the quarterback that's in there for him, he stepped up.
Yeah.
Just offensively and defensively, they're playing really well.
And the last time this happened, where Xavierian and the Prep faced off on Thanksgiving and the Super Bowl, Xavierian swept them 2 years
ago.
Yeah. One by two and like six. So, I mean, these teams close. Are just so close.
Close games. And in the Super Bowl win, St. John's Prep had a chance. They were in the red zone.
Down the stretch.
They were in the red zone late in the game. And, you know, I think two sacks happened, and then got backed up, and then, that was that. But it was a really good game. I was at that one. It was a good game.
Yeah, and Xavierian beat them in, the Prep beat them in last year's Thanksgiving game. I don't recall if they were holding back because Xavierian had a date at Gillette.
I think the starters for Xavierian played early.
Okay.
I believe they played early, but they didn't play, I don't think they played the full game, but I believe they played, like, they might have played a half or so.
Yeah.
I probably remember.
What happens this time? I mean, every time we talk to Brian St. Pierre, he says, there's no way I'm holding back. And they're going all out on Thanksgiving Day, you know, 9 days before the Super Bowl. Are you thinking that we're going to see like an all-out battle on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, I think both of these coaches are going to not hold their players back. Unless there's some that might be injured that, you know, they'll hold them back. But if guys are fully healthy, I think we're going to see a really competitive game, both teams going out with their guys.
Yeah. And then you saw CM, of course, so they made the Super Bowl. Who is CM's opponent in Division 2?
Bishop Feehan. They won, I think it was like 31-27 over
Bridgewater.
Over Bridgewater, a really good Bridgewater team. Bridgewater is a really good team this season. They had a really good season. There were a lot of questions for them this year, but this group really took that. And this Feehan team, I mean, I saw film of them when they played St. Mary's, and it's their defense. It's their defense that really carried them.
Yeah.
They're physical, they're fast, and
I saw your interview with Coach DiBiasio and he of CM, and he said, no, he's going. He's not the one to hold back either. So on his Thanksgiving game, he's going all out.
Yeah, yeah. He definitely said that. He said we don't bench guys on Thanksgiving. So I was like, hey, man, I guess. But he also want to do it for his seniors and stuff. So
BC High. Yeah, BC High. They're at BC High.
Yeah,
on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, that's, you know, BC High had a down year. They had it down, from all the turnover, from all the turnover from last year. So it was tough for them. But I mean, yeah, CM's gonna Division Two, I think we are. CM's gonna unless Bishop Feeney comes up with a game, if they need a game plan on how potentially trying to find a way to beat them, I can provide it for them from the, some of the stuff I have.
Right, yeah, exactly. So, and then you saw Division Three, and that was North Attleboro beats Milton 43-29, and that's Steve Dombowski's this old Swampscott coach's Milton team losing it and missing the chance to get to Gillette.
Yes. In that game, it starts off, Milton has the ball to open the game. They fumble their first play of the game. North Attleboro recover it. I don't know if you've seen North Attleboro play, but they're a old school type of team. They're going to run.
Seven seed.
Yeah, but they're going to run. And on their opening drive, I think they ran it 8 or 9 times.
Huh.
Right down the field, got the touchdown. Their defense gets a stop. Another time-consuming drive where they just run. Their running back, Frankie Strachan, he had 15 carries in the first quarter.
Jeez.
He finished with 34, but in the first quarter, he had about 15 carries.
That's more than a carry a minute.
Yeah, and each one of their drives, I think each one of their scoring drives, I think it was like 10 plays or so. Yeah, so they took a time. So they built the early lead. The lead got up to as many as 35-15 or something like that.
Yeah.
For 36-15, and they were just in full control. Milton tried to make a run here, but they just fell behind. And when you fall behind to a team like that, that controls the clock and that has a big offensive line, it's tough to come back on them unless you're scoring quickly and getting stops, and they couldn't get stops. That Frankie Stockton, he looks like a lineman, but that big boy, that young man can move for his size.
Yeah.
And then they opened it up. They had a few passing touchdowns, some big pass plays. The 4 or 5 times they threw the ball the whole game. So they made some plays in the pass game that was set up by their running game. So they will be looking to repeat, and they'll be taking on King Philip.
Yeah. And is that North Attleboro? They're Hockomock with the Foxboroughs.
This will be the second meeting between them and King Philip this season. I think I believe King Philip won the first one. It was close.
Yeah.
It was a close one, but I believe they won the first one.
Okay, yeah, and good for the Hockomock. That's another. I mean, Foxborough made it in Division Five, right?
Foxborough and Shawshin playing again. I think this is they played last year
in the semis. I think
No, they played in the
Super final
last year. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was like a game that was scoreless in the first half, and we didn't get our first score until like midway through the third quarter, but. This Shawshin Tech team is a very physical group defensively. They play man-to-man the whole game, and they're just physical.
I don't think they've lost since the 2023 semifinal.
Correct. You are correct.
What a run, man.
I believe they have the state's longest winning streak. And I think they haven't lost at home in like 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I saw their Twitter account post like the seniors are 28 or 29-0 at home.
Whew. The school out of Bill Ricka. I love it because they keep me going, the Merrimack Valley.
We got another Merrimack team, Tewksbury's in. They've been dominant all year. They're going to be taking on the defending champ, Scituate.
Yep.
That should be a good matchup. Scituate, they've been dominant.
It's been that little trio of Scituate, Duxbury, and Tewksbury. They've been kind of like just all there.
Yeah.
Winning. Yeah. Tewksbury hasn't won it in a little bit, but like Duxbury and Scituate have won, and they faced off in the semis.
Yeah.
Scituate handled them. Scituate's, you know, number one seed at 7-1 coming in, and Tewksbury hasn't lost yet.
Yeah. And the way they've been winning, I think, you know, the one game they almost lost was to Lowell. But they, you know, scored on a late touchdown, last second touchdown, or it was like 5 seconds left in the game. Yeah, that was probably Methuen played them close, but besides that, they've just been dominating every opponent.
Yeah, just running through Division One Lowell, Division One Methuen, Division One Andover. They smoked. Tewksbury did,
and that was a very good Andover team. So this team. I mean, sometimes you like think of a team of destiny. This feels like a team that this is just their year. But they're going against the defending champs in Scituate, who got Johnny Dudovan, Grayson Foley, who got those guys back. So
yeah,
it should be a fun matchup. That one should be a fun matchup. That might be one of the, that might be, there's a few, there's a lot of really good matchups in this year's state championship games.
Yeah. And on to six, we got Norwell Fairhaven. Fairhaven ruining the North Shore party because Fenwick tried to get in there but lost 49-20.
Yeah, it's that running game, man. You know, another team, clock control. They have a formula. And people thought this year's team wasn't going to make it this far because of losing Justin Marks to graduation. And some of the guys they lost, but this team is, you know, they played in some wild games this season too. I think they had like a, five overtime game or something like that this year.
Wow.
This team is, I haven't seen them. I'm looking forward to see them in person this year at this year's state championship game. But yeah, this is their matchup should be a fun one with, is it Norwell?
Yep.
Yeah, Norwell.
Yeah. Fairhaven, the North Shore killer, they beat Salem 2 years ago in the Super Bowl.
Beat Salem. Last year, they beat Swampscott in the semifinals.
Yeah.
And Archbishop Williams. Yeah, that's a tough team, especially when you got to go like towards them. You got to take that drive. So, because it was at a neutral site, but, you know, it was closer for them than it was for Archbishop Williams.
Oh, 100%. Seven, the Red Hawks of Amesbury. So in our backyard, getting there with an undefeated mark. They got there 2 years ago and lost.
Yeah.
But they are back. What's that coach? Is it McQueenie is the coach of them?
I believe so. I haven't seen Amesbury this season, but yeah, that's up. We've had our eyes on them. We've had our radar on them and yeah. The one that opened my eyes was the game against Manchester Essex when they just went in there and just dominated Manchester Essex. They just completely dominated them on that Thursday night from beginning to end. It was a complete domination, and they did that to a lot of teams this season. So Cohasset, not too familiar with them, haven't really watched them or seen them play. But Cohasset was the one seed, though. They were the ones. They're the one seed, I believe.
That's right. Yeah, 6-2 coming in, and Amesbury the 2 seed. 8-0 coming in. We could get two North Shore teams completing undefeated seasons by December 6th at Amesbury and the Prep. There's probably Amesbury guys on the Prep if that's ironic enough.
most likely.
Yeah, they steal kids from every city. On the North Shore.
You got a coach like St. Pierre, you'd want to play for him.
Yeah. Mook, are we doing the December 6th Saturday all day Super Bowls, or is it staggered again throughout the week?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday this year.
Oh, it's that again. Oh, man, you know, I really miss that day. I know logistics and everything, so it's not a criticism, but like, man, wouldn't that be nice? Because the basketball hockey setup is awesome.
The whole day, right?
At the Garden, yeah. And like on a Sunday and then or Saturday, I'm not sure, but then the basketball, I think the basketball does it. No,
2 days. Basketball does it three days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Same thing. Yeah, I wish they could do it all one day. Nonetheless, do they at least all get to play at Gillette?
Yes. Okay. Everybody's playing at Gillette this year. So they haven't announced what teams are playing which day, but I do know Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
So it might be like two and whatever left.
There's eight, maybe like one, maybe the Saturday is a 3 day and the first.
It might be like two Thursday, two
three, Friday three or something. Yeah.
Or then four on Saturday to close it out. Cause I think there's like, I know they announced they have like time breaks. So like, the teams will have enough time. So after one game's finished, I think it's like an hour or 2 hours maybe before the next game or so.
Yeah.
I believe. I remember them putting it out. But I know there's going to be a longer break, so that means we could actually have our post-game interviews on the field instead of being, you know, and rushing the teams off the field and trying to get the other teams on the field, which I always thought was ridiculous. Cause,
like 9 a.m. start, right? Like, so that was the one flaw, I guess, in the all-day Saturday day. But.
Oh, that 9 a.m. start, right? You got to leave, Yeah, usually what I do, I have a cousin that doesn't live to, you know, that lives in the South Shore, so I usually just stay over there instead of me going back, back to the North Shore. Yeah, I just stay over there.
Oh, that works out perfectly.
Yeah, it's a lot simpler.
Do you know which games you'll be covering yet, officially?
I'll be there all day, but I don't know which ones they're going to have me write on.
You'll be there all 3 days?
But I'll be there. I'll be there posting okay. posting clips on and updates on my Twitter.
Great.
I'll be there. I heard it's going to be cold this year. I heard it's going to be it's going to be on the colder side this year. That's what I heard.
Okay. Well, that's a factor. Mook will be
as long as it doesn't rain or snow, I'll be fine. That's fine with me.
At Mukala _ K will be frigid, but still bringing you the clips and the
updates. We'll be there.
The final one we didn't mention was just Randolph and West Boylston
rematch from last year.
Yeah, and I want to give you credit. I think you said you had your eye on Randolph as being a team to watch, and they're undefeated and they got in.
They're undefeated. The young man, the running back Mekhi White, he's probably one of the best back in the States, regardless of division. He's really good. He's really talented. And also, if you like fast football games, this game might end in under an hour.
Oh, because
both of these teams probably. There might be 5 passes combined between both of these teams. You are going to see a lot of running game. You know, they got the triple option, the wing. Both of these teams like the running. Both of these teams got really good running backs. Dominic Renzoni for West Boylston. You know, they're trying to win 4 in a row, 4 state titles in a row.
Wow.
And Randolph is trying to get some payback from last season, which was a really close game. And this is the game I'm actually excited to watch. I'm excited to watch that game.
Yeah. Well, it's good. That's good that Division 8 is bringing the heat, too. I love it.
Really good division. And, you know, Randolph, they had to play Norton Neshoba again, and that was a good game. 20-12 was the final score. So Neshoba quite can't get over that hump of beating Randolph, but they had a really good season. It's just they just ran into the same team that gives them issues. That, you know, one-score game. They'll be back next year, though. Neshoba will be back again, another run. Coach Kelly does a good job, especially the way he scheduled the games this year. Some of the non-conference games they had this year were really good.
Yeah. And finally, we'll just quickly recap, give our little thoughts. The show is airing Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. So let's put our thoughts on best matchup out there, North Shore-wise, Merrimack Valley-wise. I'm going to start with the North Shore, and I'm going to go ahead and say a great take. Well, there's so many of them, but I think a great take is going to be Gloucester-Danvers.
Gloucester-Danvers.
You know, that's going to be a good one. Gloucester hasn't been, you know, competitive in recent years, but now they are.
Yeah.
But then again, you've got Marblehead and Swampscott.
That's the one I was about to say. Marblehead and Swampscott. That one might be a good one. I don't know when's the last time. I don't know what's like, you know, how's it been the last couple of years, but yeah, that one should be a good one between those two teams. I think that's going to be a fun one to watch. Yeah.
Are your boys in English going to roll over the Rams?
Hey, man, listen, one thing I'll give Classical and their coaching staff, they do have a game plan to keep an explosive offense off the field. And they love to run the ball. They put 3 guys in the backfield, you know, but I just think, you know, my man Shane Knowlton, and I think it's just his year. I think he's been had a hell of a year transitioning from wide receiver to quarterback.
Yeah.
And did a really good job. And then Xavier Beauchamp, I'm going for my dogs. This is the week where I tell all the Classical people, like, hey, listen, I ain't cheering for y'all.
What division would they have been in if English made it?
Three. But English were victims of teams moving divisions.
I forgot. I was thinking about this before I came into this call with you. I wanted to ask you. Is it smart, or would it have been smart, and is it even possible to have the Lens go over to the GBL? Sure, but not for football. I mean,
I don't think they should be in the GBL at all for any sport. I think they need to go back to the NEC, but those NEC ADs, the nonsense they did during COVID to get them out, I think was dumb, but English and Classical needs to be in the NEC. There's more history between them and NEC schools. There's no real history anything with Team Dem in the Greater Boston League school. It's not even like a, there's no real rivalry. Like English and Everett got a basketball, they got a little basketball rivalry. That's about it. Other than that, it's not really, you know.
Yeah.
It don't have the same feel. I think these border teams, you know, Swampscott, Salem, Beverly, Marblehead, there's more, especially Swampscott, Salem. There's more, you know, there's more tradition there. You know, these teams been playing each other forever. I think it needs to go back to that. And the NEC is a really good conference. Football, yeah. They did. In football this year, Danvers made the postseason. Marblehead made the postseason. Beverly made the postseason.
I know.
Gloucester made the postseason. Swampscott made the postseason.
Yeah. Right. With Gloucester's resurgence, Winthrop made it. Salem made it.
Salem made it, yeah.
It's probably easier to say who didn't make it. Saugus and is that it? No, Peabody. Saugus and Peabody.
Peabody. Masco.
Yeah, oh, we forgot about Masco. They were insane. Right. So Saugus and Peabody who meet each other tomorrow in the game. That's the only two teams. That's incredible.
Right.
Name me another conference where only two didn't make the postseason.
Right. So they should be there. The English and classical should be in that conference. I don't know if they'll do it, but I still think what those ADs did after, you know, during COVID to get them out of the conference, I thought it was ridiculous.
They should revisit that. Absolutely.
They definitely should.
The thinking behind it is done. And it's just, I think there was a talk about, oh, it's a better match for the type of school or something. I just, you know, why, who cares? Like they were been in the NEC for years and decades.
Right.
So yeah. Classical Salem basketball, like so many.
All those historic matchups, even you know, classical Swampscott football matchups, classical Swampscott basketball matchup, Swampscott English basketball matchups. You know, there's been a lot of battles throughout the years.
Yeah. Well, that's that. So we got that. How about Merrimack Valley? Who are we targeting for a fun Thanksgiving matchup? I'm looking at, you know, Chelmsford and Bill Ricker might be pretty good. You know,
That might be a shootout.
Yeah.
Chelmsford and Bill Ricker. That might be a shootout.
I think that might be the only one that could be close. You know, because you got Tewksbury, Wilmington. They're gonna roll probably.
Yeah, that's not.
Methuen's gonna. Not, who's Methuen playing? Is it Drake?
Drake it. Yeah, Drake it.
That's they're gonna not roll gonna be close. Them. Yeah. I think Lowell is gonna handle Haverhill pretty easily.
But that might be an interesting matchup. Haverhill later on in the season, they had like a stretch where they won like three or four in a row, played really well. That might be a closer game than we think. But Lowell's gonna probably still win that one.
Yeah, because they're riding high off their resurgence under what Scotty Boyle came back after many years off. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, had an upset in the playoffs. They upset it. They had an upset over Quincy or North Quincy, I believe. Yeah. Quincy or North Quincy, one of those teams they beat.
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule now to see what, you know, yeah, they beat Methuen. They lost to they beat Methuen in the playoffs. Lowell did the 7th, and then the 14th they lost at Springfield.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That's Lowell. Oh, that was Chelmsford who beat Quincy. Excuse me, Chelmsford beat Quincy.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then they got Haverhill, like you said. They little resurgence down the stretch. The Hillies, although no, they actually lost quite a bit down the stretch. But they, you know,
yeah.
They were in the consolation, you know. They gave they beat Everett pretty handily, but that's not saying much. Revere also beat Everett again.
I think Coach DiLoreto, give him some time.
Yeah,
he got to clean up a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, but I think he'll have them back to being competitive. The thing with Everett, I think they played an independent schedule, so they weren't in the Greater Boston League.
So yeah, they got out of there. But that didn't work.
It didn't work, but it's continue doing that. It's going to be a good thing for them down the stretch. You know, when because they got some young players coming up that's going to help them, you know, get back to like respectability and winning. So
yeah,
but yeah.
All right, so here we are, day before Thanksgiving. So about a week out before everything gets rolling.
Yep.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Mook will be all over the confines of Gillette.
Yes, it's going to be fun.
Giving the scoop, and we'll get you back on to when the dust settles.
Yeah.
Second week of December to recap the whole thing.
Yeah, Wednesday night, where am I at? Oh, I'm at Manning Field. Kipp Academy and Lynn Tech are playing 4 p.m.
Oh, the time this airs, that'll be this night. Okay.
Yeah, but their game is 4 p.m.
4 p.m. on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, usually it was a 6 o'clock or 7 p.m. start. I don't know why they changed it.
Kipp versus Tech, you said?
Yeah, Kipp versus Tech.
Who does St. Mary's play? Is it Fenwick?
Yeah, Fenwick. They are at Fenwick Thanksgiving morning.
Okay. If they do host them, they host them at Manning?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So they don't have to worry about that. So they go Wednesday, Kipp and Tech, and then Thursday morning class.
Yes. Yeah. And then that'll put a cap on the football season for everybody except the state championship participants.
Anything can happen at Manning Field on Thanksgiving. Remember the kickoff return to win it?
I remember that.
Three or four years ago?
Yeah. Then there was the overtime game, the field goal that Clasco won it back in 2021.
Man.
I was there for that one. Yeah. There's been some crazy games between English and Clasco.
And make sure you got to get a kid or a coach to say the turkey's going to taste great today.
If we could bring a turkey there for them to eat, that would be
better. Like they do on the pros now, right?
Yeah.
For the North Shore, you bring a roast beef.
Right.
Roast beef three-way.
Just get them a slice of pizza.
All right, Mukau Kabongo, busy man. Get some rest because you're still going to be busy throughout the rest of this year for sure, and in the next couple of weeks, no question about it. So happy Thanksgiving, my man.
Yes, sir. Have a good one,
and we'll talk when all the dust is settled.
Yeah. So you going to Gillette?
I can't make it. I rely on you. I'm a stay-at-home journalist. I rely on real journalists who go out in the field these days.
Hey, man, I don't blame you. It's cold out there.
Yeah, 100%. All right, we'll talk soon, buddy.
All right, man, have a good one.
Talk soon. Bye.
Did you know that Anderson is the most trusted name in windows in the United States? See for yourself at Moynihan Lumber. You can take a look at a variety of Anderson windows on display at our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. Moynihan Lumber.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
That was Mukala Kabongo, our pal, breaking down the football Super Bowls. Love it. So we're going to wrap up just by saying a quick, again, super thankful. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Great to be around family and friends when you can. That's all that really matters, right? Thankful for the air we breathe, the homes that cover our heads, and the food we get, right? I mean, what else is there? So, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, thanks you, the listeners. And again, thank you to all the community, really, that has just embraced me and welcomed me in. North Shore guy, you know. When I get feedback from those folks that listen to the show, it's like amazing. I'm like, that's awesome. I'm so glad you find something out of this every week. And mostly for me, the gratitude is that I have is for the amazing coaches and athletes that I talk to, really. I mean, that's what I'm thankful for. You know, I get to talk to some outstanding athletes, young men and women who are going on to college, doing great things. I love seeing that. And I love the coaches who are just so dedicated, come back year after year, no kids in the program, nothing like that. They just want to inspire young men and women. And that's a pretty cool thing. Not a lot of people left that would do that, right? I mean, it's people are busy. You got to support your families. But, you know, these coaches, what are they doing? They're shutting off work. If they have a full-time job, 8 to 5, what are they shutting off work at? 1:30? You know, get their pretty understanding work environment too. So thankful to all the coaches, athletes come on the show and people around that. We'll be talking to, I'm sure, the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic folks very soon. Get a preview of that tournament. It's always something new every year. I love it. It's a great take and a great talk we have every year with those folks. So stay tuned for that. But happy Thanksgiving, everybody. December's starting soon. We'll have basketball, hockey, and all that good stuff coming up before you know it. Christmas break, lots of tournaments in the holiday week, and I can't wait to cover it all here on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll see you.